Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
It is drnancyfarris@gmail.com.
Thank you. All right. And may I ask the reason for your call today?
Yeah, it would be in regards to order SH-144212, I think. We were charged $95.88 on April 19th, and then charged again the same amount on April 22nd.
Okay. All right. So I will take a look at that for you. May I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Arl, A-R-L. My last name is Farris, F-A-R-R-I-S. And my wife would have been the one who made the order, and that's Dr. Nancy Farris.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, so we're going to search Nancy. Now, do you think it may be under her email address?
Yeah.
Okay, All right, let's try that. Or that is her her email address, right? The one that you gave me?
Yeah, drnancyfarris@gmail.com.
Okay, and are you saying S-A-R-R-I-S like Sam, or is that an F?
I'm sorry, F is in French.
F. Okay. All right. So that's, I'm sorry. That could have probably been, there we go. I've located this account. Thank you for that. And if you will please verify the address.
9068 Keats Street. That's K-E-A-T-S, Franklin, Tennessee, 37064.
All right, thank you. I have located this account. The phone number on the account, 562-252-6501. Is that a good contact number for you?
That's my wife's phone number. That is not the phone number I'm calling you from, though.
That's okay. Can you be contacted with that number there?
You could contact mm-hmm. my wife at that number.
Okay.
She probably would not answer it right now.
Okay. You want to give me a different number just in case?
Sure. That would be the number I'm calling you from now, okay. Which is my cell number, which is area code 615-596-6109.
All right. Thank you. All right, we'll leave that there. I've located this account. This is for the Brain Boost Health Supplement. It looks like that charge was $95.88. And let me look here. It is on a subscription. So do you recall placing that order? It looks like the next date to bill and ship is May 21st, and you're receiving three boxes each month. One box. Yeah, that's right. Three boxes each month.
I don't know. I mean, that sounds fine. I don't know how my wife ordered it. However, mm-hmm. The reason she asked me to call is that we were double billed, once on the 19th and once on the 22nd.
Okay, got it. 19th and the 22nd. So let me go back and look at that. Okay. Yeah, I see that. Right. Okay. Did you receive two shipments? Two separate shipments?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. No problem.
And again, I'm just mm-hmm. the husband who gets home from work and the wife says, here, call them. They double billed us. So that's all I know.
Yeah. No, it looks like You are correct. So let me reach out and see what happened here.
Sure.
Thank you. Right, so I'm just waiting for a response.
You know, I don't know if you can type and listen mm-hmm. at the same time. I know
sometimes.
I can't.
Sometimes.
But, I am suffering from long haul COVID in that I got it into December, and it was a very mild case of COVID. I mean, it was nothing. I've had colds far worse than that. And I only tested positive for about, I don't know, about 5 days. But I had fatigue and brain fog for roughly 3 months, where I would sleep like 12 hours a day. I'd get up in the morning, have breakfast, and I had to take another nap, and I'd wake up at noon, I'd eat, and I'd go right back on the couch and sleep until like dinner time. And then probably after about 3 months, I started taking this fish oil, and I got to tell you, I'm not napping now. I'm sleeping like 7 hours. I mean, I still have the brain fog, and I'm still not recovered, but it's like, night and day. I mean,
wow.
I'm totally on the road to recovery because of this.
That's wonderful to hear. Yeah, it does help to give you a little more alertness. Well, that's excellent to hear. I'm glad that it's working out for you.
Yeah. In that, you know, I see a nurse practitioner, I'm on a pharmacy full of drugs, but when I started at the nurse practitioner's recommendation, I started taking this mm-hmm. and bam, like about 4 or 5 days later is
yeah.
when I started coming around.
Yep, that's about the ideal time. It takes a couple of days to get in your system, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm waiting for a response. So in the meantime, I look through to try to figure this out for myself. It looks like maybe on accident there could have been two separate orders placed, and maybe not on purpose. Let me take a look. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yep. That's what I think. So just hang in there with me.
Sure.
I'm trying to make it make sense so that I can explain it to you. So let's see. All of the information looks exactly the same on both of the orders, except it has a different delivery. I mean, a different billing. I don't know why I did that. Let's see.
My wife would have been the only one who made the order, so the billing shouldn't be any different.
I wonder if she didn't know that she was on a subscription and then maybe went in and placed the order. I'm not sure, but we'll get it corrected for you and explain. Now, the last four on the card I have is 5210. Is that the same information that you have?
I don't know.
You don't have to. Okay. All right. No problem. I wanted to see if they were being billed for maybe separate cards, but it looks like same card.
Yeah, she says it's a Capital One
mm-hmm.
card and hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
I have a Capital One card, but mine ends in 5417, but my wife's card would be different.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's still coming back to this same, so it looks like, yeah, build off the same card, 5210. All right, so I'm just hanging in there and trying to mess around and see if I could figure it out. I'm just going to wait for a response here. That's the only thing I could come up with, is that maybe she didn't know and placed another order. All right, it'll only take a second here.
And again, I don't have a lot of answers, and that she's at the office and I'm at home, and I can't reach her when she's at work.
No, you're fine. Thank you for being patient with me and allowing me this few minutes to kind of try to figure it out myself. I've never seen this happen before.
Yeah. Are you in Santa Monica?
Lewiston, Maine.
Oh.
Mhm.
Okay. I thought the company was in Southern California, and okay.
No, sir. Corporate office is in Maine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, how's the weather in Maine today?
A little on the chilly side, but as to be expected. We don't, you know, I'm from the South, so I'm used to warm, a lot of warm. So this is mm-hmm. definitely a culture shock and a weather shock.
Yeah.
A little different than what I'm used to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're from Southern California, and we're now in just outside of Nashville. And this is a little bit of a culture, weather shock to us, having a mild four seasons instead of it being like 80 degrees and sunny every day.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's somewhere I've never been, but I would love to go. My idea of California is that it's the perfect weather all year round, and it just seems like it's a very consistent temperature.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong, but that's just what I see in the movies.
Yeah. Well, are you getting sick of eating lobster?
No. Now, believe it or not, I don't eat meat, but I do eat seafood. So, no, that is, I could never get.
I'm not crazy about lobster, but I could eat mussels by the bucket loads at every meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they get a lot of mussels up from that area.
Not big on those. Not too big on those. But the shrimp and any other, the fish from the sea there. But lobster is probably my favorite, and
uh-huh.
I do like. I like almost any seafood, but oysters and mussels, not so much. I don't like the textures.
Okay.
All right. So I do have someone looking at it for me now. If you'll.
Great.
And again, thank you for being patient.
Yeah, no problem. Just before COVID, my wife and I, we kind of did a vacation of the eastern Canadian provinces, there above Maine, and it was really quite quite beautiful and quite informative. And again, we ate lobsters and mussels until they were coming out of our ears. So
yeah, no. I can never get tired of those things. All right, so we are trying to figure out what happened here. So are you wanting to keep the one of the brain boost? You're receiving three boxes every month. Would you like to keep that the same? But the one, there's an additional charge there that we're working on. Are you calling to have that one taken care of?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, keep one and remove
mm-hmm.
the other.
Yes, that sounds right. Okay.
And if it's not right, we can call you back and readjust our order.
Yeah, no problem. So we're still trying to get to the root of the problem so that it doesn't happen again in the future. And it really,
you know,
just
I could,
looks...
I could kind of like see, like if you made a mistake, and double charged, I would think both charges would come through on the same day, not like 3 days apart. So,
right.
So that's kind of weird. And then I don't see my wife forgetting that she ordered and reordered in 3 days.
Okay. So
yeah,
it's not a problem. We'll be able to help you with this. It looks like they both have a tracking number. So when that one, and I'll give you that number. I can give you the tracking number also so you can be expecting it. But once it is delivered, if you will have that shipped back, either refuse the shipment or give us a call back in so that we can give you instructions on how to handle that.
Because typically it's a, you know, box left on the porch. We're usually not here when shipments arrive.
Mm-hmm. No problem. So I'm checking the tracking number. Now one says delivered, and that was delivered at the garage on the 20th at 11:11 a.m. Let me look at the second order and see what it says. I have so many little screens open right now, so I don't want to get confused. Let me take a look at this one. It says the same thing. All right, two different tracking numbers. This is really odd. Oh. All right, let me close out some of this stuff so that I don't give you incorrect information. All right, so there's an order ID number, the one you gave me to begin with, SH144212. And let's see what it says. All right. Yeah, it says delivered on the 20th at 11:11. So I'm going to go to there's a different order ID number. The last four numbers are 6182. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw the same exact same information, which is, nope. It says will be delivered. It is out for delivery. It will be delivered sometime today between 12:30 and 1:30. So I was mistaken. I'm glad I closed those windows out. Once you receive it, you can either return to sender or go to the omaxhealth.com website, and they have return shipment information, and you'll just fill out the document and have it returned.
Did my wife sign up for automatic shipments?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So like every month, automatically now this is going to be shipped to us, correct?
Yes, correct. Once a month. Should be once a month. I'm not sure why two times, but correct.
Okay. So when that comes today, before I return it to you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to her and confirm with her that it needs to go back, that if we're double billed and got double the product, but we're still going to use
it.
I mean, I would almost say, don't cancel the order, because, you know, don't cancel the charge if we're going to use it. But if we have an automatic, if it's going to be sent every month, then we could just be like overstocked by a month's supply.
Yeah.
And so let me talk to her. I almost say don't don't cancel the
yeah,
bill.
I'm not going to cancel it. I won't cancel it. I'll wait for your call in. And when you call back in, maybe you could skip the next shipment. And that should put you... Well, see, I don't know the root to the problem. We'll ask her if maybe there's a chance that she may have ordered somehow. But these are two different charges on two different days. So ask that, and then we can skip a shipment in the future. But you give us a call back and after you speak with her and let us know how to handle this. We'll be more than happy to, handle it however you see fit.
Okay. Could you tell me your name again?
Jody.
Okay. All right. That way, I'll call. If I call back, I'll ask to speak with you. That way, I don't have to run the whole thing by someone else.
Well, I'm going to notate this account very well with a lot of detail. So in case you're not able to speak with me, the agent that answers the phone will be able to help you. They'll already be up to speed with everything. I've got that handled right now.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, Jody, you have been more than helpful, and I appreciate you going through the records and sorting things out, and hopefully when my wife comes home tonight, we'll be able to fix it on our end, and and if I call back, we'll take care of it, and if not, you have certainly done the company, you've served your company well today.
Thank you very much. All right, sir, was there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that should do it.
Perfect. Thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.